Well, we've just arrived for a bit of sightseeing here in Paris, and we're at the Pompidou Centre, which is the most iconic bit of modern architecture, I would say, in Paris, when you've got all the wonderful, fantastic sort of historical architecture, but this is totally modern. Richard Rogers and Renzo Piano and I think another architect designed it, and it's very much in that sort of style of all the sort of internal workings of the building, like the sort of water, the electrics and everything else, is all on the outside in different coloured pipe work, and which is just amazing. It just looks fantastic for those people who can actually see or have seen photographs of the Pompidou Centre. But it is absolutely amazing. And I'm by one of the sort of pipe work structure outside, and if I look up with the limited sight I've got, I do get a real sense of how big the building is, and it is absolutely fantastic.
It is, yeah, it's very tall, and what we have next to us is three pillars that I feel like I would say they could totally be in one of the video games with a certain Italian character. I also saw a lift go up outside, inside, yeah, of the building.
If people know the Lloyd's building in London, that's another Richard Rogers architecture company practice designed building, and that I think Lloyd's was after the Pompidou Centre, so I think this was the first one that he did with all the idea of putting everything on the outside, all the lifts and everything else. So it's very much in that style, but earlier than the Lloyd's building in London, and I think much more colourful than Lloyd's.
But it is, yeah. There's like blue and green pipes, and I think we saw some red, and there's lots of yellow floor sections, and you have staircases that are just fully uncovered to the elements.
Yeah.
I imagine the rain we've been having, that's probably quite interesting to walk on. So what can we find in this museum? It's modern art, did you say?
I think it's more modern art, but also it's a centre, it's a cultural centre. So people come here a bit like, I suppose, Tate in London and in Liverpool. You know, it's as well as being a museum and gallery, people come here for events and just come here to chill out. I think there's a really nice sort of terrace at the top, and I think if the weather was a little bit better, we might have gone up there for maybe a cup of coffee or something else. But it's that one of those, you know, sort of places where people come, it's culture, it's a place to come and meet, and yeah, it's just one of those fantastic places in Paris.
Should we go in and have a look and feel a bit more cultured today? That sounds nice.
It'd be nice to get a bit of culture. We've had a lot of sports, and nice to have a bit of culture.
Well, let's go, Toby. I'm on your right.
Okay, spin around.
And off we go. Right, so we're through security. There is an entrance. If you have a disability, it's on the side, and it has something really interesting, Toby, that we found.
Well, you know, we've been mentioning about all these tactile lines on the metro in Paris, and in here there's a tactile line which you can follow. Like a sort of line on the floor, raised line, two or three raised lines close together, and you can follow them, and that take you into the sort of centre, I suppose, of the atrium gallery space that we're in at the moment, Paulina. But the nice thing is also, when you follow that line, there are other lines going at right angles for left and right, which indicate, I think, things like the shop or the cafe. It's not like a cafe I just passed.
We did just pass a cafe, and we're kind of on the second floor, so I can see the standard visitor's entrance. It's kind of the floor below us, but there's another floor below us. But what we have above us, Toby, is all the pipe work. So
it's crisscrossing across us, kind of.
Crisscrossing across us, and you can actually see it go out of the building and stick out as it continues kind of on the side of the building.
That's amazing.
So where should we go, Toby?
I don't know. I think we should try and find some artwork or something, because I think, as I said, it's very much like the Tate. So I think there's places that you can go for free, and then there's obviously exhibitions by various artists which you might have to pay for, but we'll have a little look around and see what we can find.
So Toby, we found something really interesting. I mean, there's lots of interesting things, but we're trying to narrow it down because we don't have a lot of time. And we basically found an Andy Warhol piece, which I think you're a fan of his work.
I do like Andy Warhol's work. I mean, when you think of how pop art sort of exploded in America, Andy Warhol was the main person who was, you know, at that beginning of that modernist pop arts very sort of just using two or three colors, silk prints. Everyone knows the ones of Marilyn Monroe and the soup cans, but this is Elizabeth Taylor, 1863, I believe. So obviously this is the early pop art of Andy Warhol's, and it's not in this sort of different colors that we may think of Marilyn Monroe's, but this is black and white, but it's Elizabeth Taylor, and it's just her portrait, her head, but lots of them. There's a row of, I think, five and another row, but there's different sort of fades and tones, but beautifully done. I mean, it's just classic. It's classic Andy Warhol. I mean, if you looked at it, you'd know it's Andy Warhol. It's so obvious that it's his work, but fantastic to have one of his early works here in the Pompidou Centre.
Yeah, and we were just saying it's quite big as well, because obviously you have the two rows. In total, I think it's 10.
No, it's five
faces.
And five and five, yeah. If
height-wise, we're saying, just a bit taller than you, Toby, at least two, three times as long as you. So it's massive. Well,
it's probably about maybe 10 foot high and probably about maybe 15, 20 foot wide, perhaps. That's quite big. And I mean, we are in a big gallery space. I mean, Pompidou Centre is absolutely massive. And although this is a really big painting, or big work of art, it dominates, but it's still massive, massive room we're in. So it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Well, as much as I would love to keep staring at her face, because Elizabeth Taylor was stunning, should we have a look what else they have?
Yeah, see if we can find something else. It's beautiful. Well, we've just had a fantastic tour of the Pompidou Centre, and we've just found a little cafe around the corner to have a quick cup of coffee before we move on. But it's been fantastic to go round. And if you do come and go into the Pompidou Centre, there is an access entrance, and you can go in. You can go in for free as a blind person to the ticketed exhibitions, and there's lots of information. There's an information desk, and they'll be able to tell you exactly what's on offer. And obviously, they speak English, which was very helpful for me, because my French is non-existent. And there is on the website of the Pompidou Centre podcast that you can download, which I think will give you some descriptions of some of the works of art. So a fantastic place to come if you are visiting Paris, and it's a fantastic building, so I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, and entry is free if you have your disability card, and it will be free for whoever comes with you. If you are going to any of the locations, to keep in mind, it's quite a few stories, so you might want to take advantage of the lifts, because it's a lot of escalators. Yeah, just make sure. Merci.
And our coffees is Jeff Dry, so I think it's time to have a coffee, Paulina, and just reflect and relax on a wonderful afternoon.